You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed, and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you, and pick up your copy today.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Hello and welcome. God bless you today. Thank you so much for tuning in to the broadcast. This is Victory International Praise Ministry. This is our Kingdom Sound broadcast with God's good news for your day. I'm Minister Andre. I'm in the studio today, excited, blessed of the Lord, and thankful for each of you, all of our listeners. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. Please stay tuned to the very end. I've got a community announcement that I'm making for all women that can hear the sound of my voice. And in fact, let me go ahead and make it right now since I brought it up already. There is a wonderful opportunity, ladies, as you're listening, Fulfilling Your Destiny Mentorship Program. An opportunity, Seeking God Ministries Incorporated is offering their six-month mentorship course that was birthed to encourage women to move beyond your past. If you're stuck, women, let's get unstuck. Confront your present and propel you into your future. Please contact Seeking God Ministries at seekinggodmin@gmail.com or go visit Seeking God Ministries International on Facebook. I'm excited. There is a wonderful virtual conference coming up on January 25th, 2005. You can take advantage of that opportunity to learn more about Fulfilling Your Destiny Mentorship Program. So that was a quick announcement. Let's jump into the Word. I want to shout out and say thank God for my pastors, Pastor Thomas, Pastor Teresa Robinson of Victory International Praise Ministries, 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. If you're without a church home, come and visit and be with us. You may come as a visitor. You leave as family. If you're not saved and you need and want Christ and you're looking for a place to come, please come. 250 North Babcock Street. We welcome you. Christ loves you. Now to the Word of God. Let's turn in our Bibles to Psalm 23. God, refresh us in the Word today. I pray in Jesus' name. Give us eyes to see, ears to hear. Let our spirit and hearts be open to receive from you as we eat of your Word. We thank and we praise you in Jesus' name. Psalm 23, we know this. Most of us were taught this as children, but I still want to talk about it today because I want us to realize what we have in God. Psalms 23 reads, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. The Lord is my shepherd. I've got everything I need. He's Jehovah Rohi. Jehovah Rapha. We don't have to want. We don't have to need. We don't have to be in lack. God wants us. God wants to change how we see him. God wants to change how we see ourselves. God wants us to realize how much he loves us and how much he has given and provided us and how much we are his children. And if you're good parents, you take good care of your children. You take good care of your grandchildren. But sometimes it's hard for us as adults to see I'm God's child. God is not an absent father. I'm not a bastard. I have a father. God is my father. And he's the father of the fatherless. So it doesn't matter what our natural stories are in the earth. We all have a father in God. And he loves us. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He gives me all that I need. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. And the green is a color of prosperity. He causes me to lie down in prosperous places. He causes me to get rest that I need in the green meadows. I don't have to fret. I don't have to worry because the Lord is my shepherd, because the Lord is my father. When we have children, the only time children fret, the only time children worry most of the times is when we, the adults, are and they pick it up from us. If we keep talking about money, we keep talking about lack, we keep talking about we don't have, we keep talking about mama don't have, we keep talking about our worries to our children, then they pick up our worries and take them on and they begin to be fretful. They begin to have anxiety, but they begin to worry. But in a home that's well stocked and supplied and don't have any deficit and don't have any lack, those children flourish. Those children thrive because no one is talking about what we can't do, what we don't have. And so for us as God's children, he wants us to see, I've given you everything that you need. I'm your father. God is our father. God is our provider. God is our protector. And the Lord is a good father. He's a good father. Let me try to read this before I try to go too far. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need because he's my shepherd. And it doesn't matter if you don't see in the natural everything you need. You have it because he's your father, because he's God, and because he does not lie. He lie down in the green, prosperous, lush pastures. The pastures that he causes us to lie down, they're not dry. He's not causing us to lie down in a desert. He's causing me to lie down in lushness and greenness in well-fertile places. He leads me beside the still waters, beside this peaceful stream. So there's not stress with the Father. There's stress with him. Is there stress in the earth? Stress in the earth? Yes. But what we have to do when we encounter stress in the earth is remind ourselves of what the Father said. So in the world that we live in, there, of course, there's stress, calamity, there's all types of things, but that we live in a world within a world. We live in a world within a world. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. The rules of the world don't apply. The challenges of the world don't apply to us because we always have the capacity to remain hidden in Christ. We have the capacity to live in Christ. We live in a different realm. I live in this natural, chaotic, crazy world, but I live in it in Christ. And so I execute and operate through that and from that realm. So I don't have to participate in the chaos and the foolery and the confusion. I don't have to participate in that. If we could learn to live in Christ, if we could learn and know and believe that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, that the Lord gives me all I need. If I know and believe that the Lord does cause me to lie down in green pastures. So even in the natural, when it looks like I could light a match to my pasture because it's so dry, I'm reminded of no, no, no. Some kind of way, the Lord causes me to lie down in green pastures. So while in my natural eye, I only see dry, I only see a pasture that could catch on fire, I know by faith that God has said, I cause you to lie down in green pastures, that word of God is so. So as children of God, we have to accept and know and believe every word of God is so. It's not by sight. It's not by might. It's not by sight, but it's by the Spirit of God. So that means we, as children of God, I've got to live by the Spirit. I've got to live by His Holy Spirit. I've got to live out of that relationship with the Holy Spirit through Christ. I've got to live like that. And that's how I can be reminded to the mind of Christ. The word renews my mind. As we're reading the scripture today, our minds are being renewed. We're seeing through the eyes of the scripture. That's how we see. This scripture is our truth today. And we have to pull on God's promises. We have to pull on the word. Otherwise, if we don't, we pull on our emotions. We pull on our emotions, but we can pull on the word, and that'll help us stand flat-footed. To pull on the word of God, we can stand firm in the word. We can be unmovable like a 100-year-old oak tree. Deep roots ain't going nowhere. That's how God wants us to live. He wants us to know, you're my child. You're my responsibility. I'm a good father. I take good care of my children. Let me try to read all of Psalm 23, because there's other scriptures I want to go to. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I have everything I need because God is my shepherd. He makes me, causes me to lie down in luscious green pastures, flourishing pastures. He leads me beside still peaceful waters so I can be at rest in my soul. I'm not in tormented. I'm not anxious in my soul. I'm not worried. I'm not fretting, but he causes me to be at rest and at peace. Are you at rest and at peace today? The Lord of Lords, our Father God, he wants his children at rest and at peace. When you see good fathers, good mothers, good homes, the children can rest peacefully because all that needs to be taken care of, the parents are taking care of it. And God is our parent, our father. All that needs to be taken care of, he's taking care of it. What do you and I need to do? Rest in him. What do you and I need to do? Rest in him. What do we want to learn how to live a life with God. We want to learn how to live the life God has meant for you and I to live. There's a life he wants us to live. It's a life of trusting him. It's a life of walking with him. It's a life of peace and rest and prospering in him. It's a good life in God. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. He leads me. He renews my strength. He strengthens me. He restores my soul. He eliminates all the vexation and turmoil in our minds, all the mental merry-go-rounds. He restores my soul. He restores. He restores it. He speaks calm to my soul, strength to my soul, settles our souls. He leads us in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. He guides and orders our steps. He leads us. I don't have the ability. It's not where, as a human, we don't have the ability to lead and direct and guide our lives. We're dependent on the Father. God wants us to come back to dependence. God wants us to come back to dependence. Except we become as a little child, you'll in no wise enter the kingdom of heaven. This is what he's talking about. He don't want childish behavior, but he want us to be a child and let him father us. Let him parent us. Let him protect us. Let him provide for us. Let him lead and guide us. That is what he wants. He don't want us acting like a 50, 60, 40, 30-year-old child. No, he wants us to put away childish things. but he wants us to be a child that acknowledges him as father, that acknowledges him as provider, as shepherd, acknowledges him as leading, guide, and comforter. He wants that out of us. Stop being so grown that we don't think we need God. Stop being so grown that we're trying to do life without God. That's what he don't want. That's where he wants us to humble ourselves as little children and to acknowledge him. Acknowledge that the Lord has already provided all that I have needed. His hand has provided. He wants us to trust him like children trust their parents. That children look to their parents, mommy, daddy, and they trust that when you tell them something, your word is good. He wants childlike faith. Children put their complete faith in their parents. They trust them fully. Parents, let me say this. Bad parents can lie to their children constantly, constantly, constantly. Sometimes when houses are separated and one of the parents will say, I'm going to come pick you up on Friday. Don't come. The next week, I'm going to come pick you up on Friday. The child is ready. The child is waiting. The child is in expectation because they trust that parent's word. Even though the parent has failed to keep their word, the child is still another chance trusting them. Another chance. God wants us to trust him. He don't even fail his word. And we still like he's not trustworthy. God is trustworthy. What do we have in God? Psalms 103 tells us, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all your benefits. Bless him. Praise him. He's praiseworthy. We have so many benefits in the Lord. I hope I can get to them today. My God, I haven't gotten out of Psalms 23, but there's so many benefits to a life in God and to living the life God wants us to have, to living the life that God meant for us to have. There's so many benefits. The scripture tells us in Psalm 23, 4, yes, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Do you realize we do not have to fear in God? We do not have to fear as a child of God. I want to say this. Yes, we all experience the emotion of fear, but we do not have to fear. So I might have a situation where somebody comes up behind me and says, boo, in the dark, unexpectedly, and you jump and you have a moment of fear because you're like trying to process like what happened, what just happened. But we do not have to live in fear. Fear is not our portion. The scripture says, yes, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me, they protect me. Even when I walk through the darkest valley of my life, it could be a zillion things. It could be sickness, a trial of sickness. It could be a trial of losing a business. It could be a trial of financial bankruptcy. It could be a trial of divorce, a trial of marriage problems. Perhaps it's not divorce, but a trial in the relationship and things going on. It could be a trial with children. Children decide, I hate you. And you're going through loving a child that don't want nothing to do with you and that hurting your heart. It could be a dark valley. Those dark valleys, it could be the death of a spouse, the death of a child, the death of a parent, the death of a loved one. It could be unexpected death. It could be whatever dark valley. But yea, though I walk through the valley, I will not fear any evil. I won't be afraid because it says your rod and staff, they comfort me. The New Living Translation says, because you rescue me. Oh, what do we have in God? I've got a rescuer. I've got a deliverer. He's my deliverer. He rescues me. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, he does not leave me by myself. I'm not walking through whatever my dark valley is alone. God is right here with me saying, go this way, do that, do this, turn around here, go left, go right, you turn here, pull over here. I'm not, and you're not living alone. We're living with God, living life with God, living life in God, living the life God means for us to have. Do we understand that God is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. In the natural, we understand royalty, but do we understand spiritually? We are royalty. The scripture tells us, but you are a royal priesthood, a chosen generation. Put on a crown so you can see who you are. We need to have a crown so we can put on a crown and see I'm royalty. I'm of the seed of God. I'm his child. He is a king. And that is how we're so well provided for. My daddy is a king. My daddy is a king. He owns the whole world. Everything. He owns the whole world. It's easy for a king to provide for his children. They have riches, unended, unlimited. They own lands. They own houses. But scripture says the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, everything dwelling in it, all that there is, and they that dwell there, he owns it. I'm paraphrasing that scripture. He owns everything, and we that know Christ, we that have accepted Christ, we are King's kids. The best of the best is ours. God wants us to live differently. God wants us to live like we know who we are in him. God wants us to live like we know I'm his child. God wants to live in dependence to the king, living in dependence to the king, living the God life God has for me. We pull on his promises through the word. We meet with him, set aside time in the day to meet with him and be refreshed. He says he restores my soul in Psalm 23. He restores our soul when we sit quietly with him and give him some time in our day. Time in our morning, set aside some time to be refilled up, refueled. Our gas, our cars can run on empty. And we as humans were not designed to run on empty. We were designed to meet with the Father. We were designed to spend time in his presence. How are you running? Let me ask you that. How are you running? You know how when you almost run out of gas and your car start telling you, you'd be like, oh, Lord. Start praying. Don't let me run out, God, on 95. Sometimes we run too low in our natural cars. Sometimes in our natural cars, we don't have a good habit of refilling at half a tank. Sometimes we don't do that. And what about the spiritual? If you know we be almost on E in the natural in our cars, because many of us, our MO is to drive on E, honestly. Many of us. And I want to say many times I've driven too low. And so I'm talking about me too. I'm including me. So if we know in the natural, if we drive too low in our natural vehicles, that's not good for our natural vehicles. You know goodness well, we drive too low spiritually in our spirit, man. We let the register of fuel get too low, but God wants us to fuel. Come and fuel up. That's where we are made to lie down in green pastures. That's where he can restore our souls and lead us by peaceful streams when I come to him and allow him to refill me, when I come to him and allow him to refuel me, when I come to him and I give him praise, I start tapping into, when I come to him and I spend time in his word, when I make time and emphasize time in the word and time in the priority in God, I'm living a life with God. I'm living a life that he wants for me and he meant for me. When I allow God to write the script, like Jeremiah 29 says, for I know the plans that I have for you, saith the Lord. I have allowed the Father to write his script, and guess what? And I follow his script. I get my instructions for him. Psalms 23 is telling us God has already prepared everything for us that we need. He's already prepared. Verse 5, it says, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. So it doesn't matter what the enemy says. It doesn't matter what people around us, they say, your haters say. God has prepared a table before us in the presence. God isn't surprised about anything. God is God. He's already prepared the table before me. He already has a wonderful masterpiece of our life plan written out for us. The challenge is for us to get on board with God and follow his plan. Follow God's script. Stop trying to do our own thing. Stop trying to live an I did it my way life, But let's begin to live with God. Live a life with the Father. Live a life of dependence on the Father. Live a life allowing the Father to take care of us. Live a life in the Spirit, allowing the Holy Spirit to indwell us, fueling up every morning, allowing Holy Spirit to fill us up, fueling up with the Father, meeting with God, allowing God to open our eyes so we can see what He wants to show us, allowing God to open our ears so we can hear what He's trying to tell us, allowing God to open our mouth so we can boldly decree and declare what the Word of God says, what these promises are, allowing God to open up our spiritual understanding to give us clarities where we're like, God, I'm not sure. I don't know which way to go. Open up our spiritual understanding. Give us spiritual comprehension. Life with the Father is a good life. A life with the Father, all my needs are met. A life with the Father, I have everything I need. A life with the Father, everything is already provided. A life with the Father, I am protected. A life with the Father, there's no need for fear because I got a good Father. And there's nothing surprising Him. There's nothing He don't already know. A life with the Father means new life in Christ. A life with the Father means that I take Christ's yoke upon me and I learn of Him. For His yoke is easy and His burden is light. So I can come to Him and exchange all the weight, all the cares that we're trying to carry, all the concerns and worries that we're trying to carry. The Father says, come to me and do the great exchange. We accept Christ. We're able to take His yoke upon us and learn of Him. He'll teach us. He's given us a teacher in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, and we can do a trade. We can do an exchange. His yoke for all this big bag of life worries that I'm carrying, all this big bag of life pain that we're trying to carry, that's not what the Father's will is for us. A life in Christ is a life of strength and a life of the power of God, a life of purpose, a life of identity, a life of living every day in victory, a life of power, a life of might, God's might, God's power, God's strength, God's anointing, living in God's will. The Father, because He loves us so, He wants us to know Him and to know His will for our lives. Be encouraged today, I pray, out of Psalm 23. We didn't get further, but that's okay. The Lord knew it. I do have a community announcement I want to share with you really quick, an opportunity for all ladies that are listening under the sound of my voice. There is a wonderful opportunity to participate in a six-month mentorship program, Fulfilling Your Destiny Mentorship Program. Find out more about this on January 25th, 2005 by contacting seekinggodmin@gmail.com or go to Seeking God Ministries International Facebook page. We're doing a virtual conference for ladies to find out more about this mentorship program, if it's a right fit for you. We want you to birth and encourage you to move beyond your past and past pain, hurts, and traumas to confront the present and propel you into your future. May God bless you and keep you is our prayer. Until next time.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you. And pick up your
praise
copy
the Lord
today.
Thank you for tuning into Kingdom Sounds broadcast. We pray you enjoyed the word today. And if you would like to sow, you can do so at Zelle 321-213-1218 or Cash App at VIP Ministry 250. If you'd like for us to partner with you in prayer, please call us at 321-514-9679.